It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Accused of a DUI.
And you say accused because you're innocent?
Yes, I am very innocent.
So then tell me what happened. What was the story?
Story was I was driving down the street, like around about 2 o'clock at night. Then all of a sudden the Christmas trees come on. And so this officer pulls me over, and I tell him, I say, listen, I say, I cannot be over the influence, because the fact is the law is the law. Because it says, when you drive down the street, it says,
0.08.
I mean, don't trust the law, because the law lies.
Solid argument.
The law is the law.
The law is the law. Don't trust the law.
Mm-mm, the law's
yeah.
a liar.
Yeah.
You can't arrest me because there's Christmas lights.
Was he sober? Was that his sober argument? Because I can't imagine what his drunk argument sounded like.
He sounded pretty square.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's going to get charges dropped against him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, sure.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Using the free computer.
What? Computers in there?
Yeah, but the law library.
Wow, I didn't know that. Do you do that often?
Every day.
Wow, what do you do? What do you, just check your Facebook and stuff?
Oh, no, I play games.
You're the only guy I've ever talked to that comes to the courthouse to play games.
Well, they give you 2 hours as opposed to the library.
Now, between me and you, have you ever looked at anything dirty on the courthouse computers?
Between me and you? Oh, every day. Uh-huh.
So, you're getting a lot of pleasure by coming to the courthouse, huh, man?
I would have to say yes.
Now that you're done doing your internet extravaganza, what are you about to do now?
Now I'm going to go do a whole bunch of drugs.
Oh, my God.
Productive day.
Hearing guys like this just takes me back to every library computer I've ever used. It so grosses me out that I touch the keyboards.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are they gross?
Yes. Did you hear what he does with the free computer time at the courthouse? You think that's any different than the library?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he sounded like a nice guy.
Yeah. No, he like actually wanted more time to do that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. His game was only by himself. It was a very, that was solitaire, okay?
He's just finding the loopholes in the system. He's got a high sex drive. He sounds like any politician in America.
Yeah,
so
especially now he's going to do a bunch of drugs.
I'm going to vote for him coming up
what?
In the next election.
How
you
did
do
he get
you,
there?
Man.
Yeah. What you doing at the courthouse?
Man, I was coming out the casino with my and she so happily is a hot one.
Okay, congrats.
We hopped in the car, and right when we hopped in the car, they was on us like white on rice.
What? Why?
Because she is a hot one. She ran from the police before and they was trying to catch her.
Oh, see, when you said a hot one, I thought you meant she was sexy. You're talking about she's like kind of a known criminal?
She's a hot one.
Okay, now I get it. Okay, so they're on you instantly when you leave the casino. Then what happened?
Yeah, and then they wonder why they found that dope in that little third pocket, in the little hot pocket. It was hot pockets.
So you're talking about the little pocket that's like inside the big pocket of your...
Pocket inside the big pocket with the little pocket. That's that hot pocket.
Oh, my God. I never knew the name for that little tiny pocket.
Me either.
Oh, my God. It's my little hot pocket.
Oh, what's your pizza pocket?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where you put your pepperoni,
oh, okay.
Not your meth.
Oh, and then your bagel bites?
Yep. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
I don't know. We got to learn all the drug lingo, but apparently all the drug lingo is just different frozen foods.
Yeah. Makes sense.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Bro, I got locked up, bro. I had 25 to life, bro. Man, was playing around. I was like, hell nah, bro.
What? You got 25 to life? What happened, dude?
Hell yeah, bro. I broke out, bro. Bob White, bro.
How'd you get out of jail, man?
Bro, I was scared, bro, but I was like on C's, my. You know what I'm saying? Cause I took these screwdriver up in the mine, but I'm crazy, bro.
I can tell, man. I don't even know what you're saying. The screws and the what?
The screws and the loose, bro.
Oh, like in your brain.
Exactly, bro.
Okay, so I noticed you say bruh a lot. Do you feel like all these people are really your brothers, or you're just saying that?
It's the bloodline, bro. Down the family line, bro.
In my family line?
Yup, Illuminati, bro.
Oh, I'm in the Illuminati now.
Wow.
Cool.
Man, if it's hard to get in, apparently.
Yeah. You know?
It's like you, Beyonce, who else is in there? Taylor Swift, I think.
I can't tell you. Yeah, you think?
That guy.
You think so.
As long as you're a bruh, then you're in the Illuminati, bruh.
You're a bruh, so maybe you're like a half bruh.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're almost there.
All right. Wait till that guy does my Illuminati initiation.
Bruh, she got her screws loose. Yeah. Officially welcome to Illuminati.
Drink this cup of blood, bruh. That's what you're doing at the courthouse. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.